You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We had in the Gemara and Tzadi Zayin. Kedeira shebishel ba basar, a fleshy kapat. You cook meat in there. Lo yavashel ba cholov. You can't cook milk in there. Vembishel ba mitoch le'esles. See, I don't remember if we clarified this enough in the daf. You know, if it's not within 24 hours, it's nice in tam levgam. So if you cooked meat, so when a woman tells me she cooked milchiks in the flesh of kapat, I said, when's the last time you cooked the meat? The first question we asked was within 24 hours. I said, but we'll see some very interesting things here. If within 24 hours you, from the meat, you cooked the meat, asr b'noy same time. It's asr b'noy same time. What does that mean, b'noy sin tam? Zot the shach. Kilomar, shach in the upper left hand. Kilomar, yatimenu kveila. Yatimenu kveila. Im yeshba b'noy sin tam, chleal simen resh sadi beis, and sadi kes. Now, b'noy sin tam. So the he says, the Ramolashi does so. Varav ozle tamme, shekosav shab. He writes in Simon Tzadiches, they know him lismach atimas ovid gochav. To Ramah, they know him lismach atimas ovid gochav. So lechach tzach v'tzach l'shar neged kol akdeir. See, the Ramah is doing 60. The Machaber doesn't mention 60, just have, give it to a guy. Give it to a guy to taste. Be nice and tam, like we had in Marm Tzadi Zayin, kveila. But the Ramah says, you know what, trust kveila. So now you have to see if there's shishim. That's why the Ramah says right here in Tzadi Gimel, Tzach l'shar, I'd call, so this morning, I spoke at a beautiful Rabbi Kivega. I printed it for you, blew it up 20%, the third sheet. Ve'inogim achshav, this is the Ramah in Tzadi Ches. The third sheet, I will treat you to Rabbi Kivega. I have to remember this Rabbi Kivega from Yeridei. It's a Gishmaka shtekel. I had a little fight with Michael this morning. I want to explain to you. You will explain more. Me and Hashem now. Lo yadaiti. Tam nochem bazeh. So some say it's just the chumrah. A lot of things in Yeridei is just the chumrah. Is there a reason for this chumrah not to be samech on kveil? It's an open gemara. Today the Ramah says, you can see I have the Ramah there. I'm showing you the Rabbi Kivega, but if you look in the Mechaber, the Ramah, the last few lines, they know him. Achshel nisam avit chav. You don't rely on avit chav. By the way, but we do rely on Yidden. Yidden, we rely on. Notice the Ramah says we're not samech today on avit chav. Right, a kohen. Right. Yidden, it was your kohen.
Who are you going to rely on?
No,
Truma
of Chulin.
Yeah.
So today there's no Truma. So there are other cases, but Yidden we would rely on. And now again, Smachavit Gachavim. Zak Rabbi Kivega. Lo yadati tam nacham baze. I don't know good reason. I just tam a chumra, without any reason. Vula yeshlama. Danin chayshinim lechumras kol ashitas. Like I said this morning in the Taf. V'hainu di chayshinim dilmi. Remember Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos Chaim. Why do we trust a guy? So then how Rashi learns? Tosis learns professional judgment.
That's by a chef.
Right. You know, it's machlokes, very interesting what kfeila means. Rashi learns a kfeila is a baker. A baker. A nachtai. Now it's very interesting. The Aruch learns that kfeila is a chef, is a cook. Is a cook.
That makes more sense.
What? Similar letters, Kfeila and Chef. Kfeila and Chef, Kfeila. So the Aruch learns that way. So I was thinking a cook, you know, Kfeila being a cook. Now, it says already this Svara, that because you're giving it to Kfeila Armah to taste it, it's a cook. Like, what is a baker? A baker's not, this guy's a professional cook.
And now you're giving it to Kfeila. If you need an expert to know the difference, then why should I care? I'm not an expert. And it's not nice and tough for me. Because I can't tell.
You may taste it. So, see, by Yid, notice, by Yid, you don't need an expert. Only by a guy. We'll discuss that in a moment. You notice that by a guy, it doesn't say a guy, it says a kfeila.
Right.
By Yid, it just says a coin. Or you give it to a professional baker coin. Right. The answer is.
That's exactly my point. Okay.
So what's the answer? Yeah. So you need an answer.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we learned the daf today, somebody should have raised their hand and say, Rebbe, why is it by a guy you need a professional? And by a yid, it's anybody. Now, according to Rashi, it's not a kasha. Because according to Rashi, it's masiach lefi tuma. But it's interesting. So if it's masiach lefi tuma, so why do you need a professional? This is where the pilpul leads us to. See, Bishto, according to Tosfos, you need a professional because that's the whole point.
Because he's the expert.
Right. That's why he's worried about his status. Right. He's like, right, you trust the doctor because it's his livelihood, it's his professional. But if it's masiach lefi tuma, why do you need a professional? According to Rashi. So the Pashut Pshat is because you know, a guy, you know, a yid you trust. If he tastes it, he'll say, taste it. If he can't taste it, you won't. A guy you don't trust so much. But if you see a fitumo, a professional, you trust his judgment. See, it's a question of trusting your taste. It's a very fine, it's like, yeah, it doesn't. Taste is a little psychological. You taste it.
If you think it's in there, if you don't tell the person,
right, right.
Plus, in a million years, he wouldn't know it was a million.
No, plus, you know how many times in my house I've had people come in. I love Pepsi. I can't stand Coke. Blind test. So blind tests, Pepsi and Coke. There are people.
But most people,
it's just a label. Look
at the wine.
But I've given in my house many blind tests. Do you know, I had a daughter, two daughters. They used to have these, like M&M's, kosher M&M's. Yeah. They used to have these candies. And the red ones, the women, my daughter was 2 years, she would spit out the red ones. To me, they swear they taste all the same, the different colors. My wife, my sister, the red ones taste. My daughter, she has a very good sense of taste. When she was 2 years old, she spit out the red ones.
That's what I'm trying to point out to you.
Nobody, we couldn't figure out.
You know why? I'm just telling you why. Because on the tongue, there are different senses that taste the different things. So sometimes some of the tasting on that tongue is stronger, so therefore
first of all,
they feel it more.
The number of tastes per square inch varies hugely between one person.
But if a kvela is used
just
to
like
using
the eyes and the nose is
okay,
different.
I'm just saying, let's get back to this. Yeah. Enough anecdotes. I'm just saying that's why by a guy, see, by a yid, if he tastes it, he'll say he tastes. If he doesn't taste it, by a guy, say, even according to Rashi, it's just schmoozing, just masich fituma. You can't let him know that you're relying on it. So Rabbi Kiveig has a brilliant answer for this chumrah. He says, find a chashin and dum a kfeila, I masich fituma like Rashi, u kfeila mitzad bekiyas, or kfeila because he's an expert. Vim kain, below masich fituma, some lanushah. If he's not just schmoozing like a tera. So in the quote to Rashi, if he knows you're relying on him, you can't trust him. Umasil vitonam gamkein ein matirim tichashin de teira lav mishum masich l'tuma, because masich l'tuma, like I argued in the daf this morning, only helps by the rabbanans or edus isha they neman al edus isha. So I used the pella. So I brought a ride. Tamkik is only the rabbanan. If your old tamkik is the reisa, so l'chor basich tfuma only helps for aguna or for the rabbanas. So I brought a rai in the daf this morning, like it's machlokes Rashi and Tosis. If we pass in tamkik is the reisa, tamkik is the rabbana. But b'kfei l'mitam lo mara umnasa, and there's lo umnasa. By a tafka she'ir masich tfuma. According to Rabbeinu Tam Tosis Pshat, you only trust him if he knows he's being relied on
as an expert.
So that's his answer.
We wouldn't know from the Tamkik or that there's such a thing as
We're going to learn. Yeah, that's in Sugis and Psachim and Avodah Zarah all over. If Tamkik or left from Mishras, we have Sukkim, the Tamkik. It's based on Psukkim. So Machlok's in the Gemara, if Tamkik is the Reis, the Rabbanan. Now somebody asked me, see, I didn't explain. I committed a sin. I mean, why is Tamkika Daraisa? Why is it the Rabbanan? What do you mean Tamkika is Daraisa? And one holds the Rabbanan? So there are really two issues. Did the Torah asa the Tam of this thing? Torah asa you can't eat Chalev, can't eat Nevela. Did the Torah mean to asa the Tam of Chalev? Or just mean you can't eat Be'en? You can't eat the physical Chalev Nevela. But the Tam the Torah didn't asa, Or alternatively, it means that midaraisa it's batal b'roiv. There's the other chakira. Maybe midaraisa it's batal b'roiv. Ah, you could taste it, so what? Tasting it is not like nikar. See, some, if I can see something, it's not batal b'roiv. It's not batal b'roiv if I know what the iser is. Here I can see it. I don't know where it is, but I have the taste. So is taste a reason to say it's not batal b'roiv? The nafkamina would be if it's not roiv. Let's say you have tam, and it's the tam is the roiv. You have roiv of the tam. It's not batal b'roiv. So if you told the Torah to not say tam, even be roiv. But you don't have the be'en of the nevela. So there's a very important chakira. I think Reb Chaim clears this. I think it's a legitimate chakira. What does it mean? So I just said, tam kikas d'rabbanan. Tam kikas d'rabbanan. What does it mean? Does it mean two ways to learn pshat? Tam kikas d'raisa means... We're going to have a toast in a few days. We're going to speak about the words parichas, what it means tam kikas d'oraisa. Does it mean that the tam is asr? Or it makes, because this thing has that taste, the whole thing is asr.
So and we're going to, you get malchus for it.
Well, then we have the sugya of chaticha nas nevela. We're going to be talking about this in the next few days. If tam kikas makes the thing, whole thing asr, then there's a big machlokes rishonim. We're going to have a taste in a few days. If tam kikas just an asay or a lav, if there's the taste of chalev, so is this an iser asay of tam kikas, or do you get malchus for chalev because you're tasting the chalev? So see, they have a few shailas. Is the taste an iser chalev and nevela? Not just an asay of tam kikas. It's machlokes rishonim taste. I think on daf kof. And then we have the shaila of chaticha ad snevela. If a piece of kosher meat has tam of chalev, so that whole thing becomes chalev. If I eat a kazayas of the whole mikshah, I get malchus. Because since this meat has a taste of chalev, the whole the thing is all, that's called, that would be called chaticha atzmanas nevela. That if this thing has a taste of chalev, the whole thing becomes chalev. So all these shailas we'll be learning in the next few days in Yitz Hashem. That's not the point of my shears for this Rabbi Kiveiga. So he says, Shem Ulam. So he says, okay. So he says, this is the machla, maybe this is the chumra, but he has a kach on Rabbi Kiveiga. So this Rabbi Kiveiga is going, I mentioned the daf this morning, that's why Rabbi Kiveiga wants to say, the minhag not to rely on a kfeil is because we don't know if relying on as masich levitumo or als professionalism. So, Mamanavshach, if he's just Masir Vitumo, doesn't work quite the Taisis. And if he's doing it because not if he knows you're relying on him, then only works, it won't work according to Rashi.
It's not mutually exclusive. It's not mutually exclusive. Answer a question without knowing it's a halachi, you know? You could just be asking him about taste.
But that's Masir Vitumo. That's called Masir Vitumo.
So I'm saying you could qualify both. You could ask a kvela, and you don't tell the kvela it's a question of bosom of chol. You just tell him, I want to know if this...
What is it?
So that's my sikh levitum. That's my sikh levitum.
When my son has...
Yes, that's my sikh
levitum. So good, milk. So you met him
both? No, you didn't meet both. No, according to Taisvis, it's only trusted if he knows you're trusting him.
If you're trusting him,
you're just smooth. That's called tzvi.
And you're telling him, I wanted to have your expert opinion.
Tzvi wants to combine both pshat. Okay. So Tzvi says, Tzvi is digging on Rabbi Kiveiga's maman of pshat. You're humbly, very humbly, Rabbi Kiveiga, and I'm fighting for Rabbi Kiveiga. And Kedaki Bakodesh, I train my mind to think like Rabbi Kiveiga. And Rabbi Kiveiga thinks if you're not relying on him for any. You want to know, that's Masir Levituma. Just you want to know, that's all Masir Levituma. You're curious, you want to know, that's nothing. When you need his professional judgment, it's for a law. If you're relying him on the law, that's not Masir Levituma. That's how I'm saying Rabbi Kiveiga is going
to. That's why he's saying it's not good with an expert, because you're not relying on Masir Levituma.
Unless you tell him.
That's why we can't, because we want to be machma like both sheikhs.
It's a contradictory reason.
Right. So it can't be both. So Tzvi wants to say you can have your cake and eat it.
It's not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, but Rabbi Kiveiga holds it is.
Right.
And I vote with Rabbi Kiveiga. For Ulam, Levi said. For Ulam, Levi said. Be Issa de Rabbanan. Ah, the problem is like we spoke in Shia today. We hold Masich Vitumo is Nemen by Issa de Rabbanan. So then you should rely on a Kfeila by Issa de Rabbanan. if this is the source of the chumra, zok freik Rabbi Kiveiga, ulam, this is his kasha on his pshat. Lefizev isid rabbanon, the bahani b'chol makom lefi tuma. That's the rules in the Aridea. Masir lefi tuma zem by nisid rabbanon. So then, hayola la nu lahati b'kfeila masir lefi tuma. Now he's going to give a new sheet. Now it's something very important, very important. Now he's going to give a new sheet that we didn't study yet. We're going to study it tomorrow. This sheet is Rashi tomorrow in the daf.
What does he mean by that?
You don't have to tell him you're doing it because he's a kfeila.
Yeah, just schmooze with him. Yeah. And everyone agrees that a drabanan. So on the drabanan, Masich Tefilmo works. So see, Tosis argues on Rashi because this is a doraisa. Tosis holds. Tais holds Tam Kikas Doraisa, but Issa the Rabbanon. So then you should be lying a guy Masich Vituma. If that's the reason of the Chumra, so by Issa the Rabbanon, there's no reason to be Machmir.
Why is using a kfeila? Because he has a bigger expertise. If it's Masich Vituma, you don't need a kfeila.
So I explained. I went through that. The reason I explained that according to Rashi. Remember, we explained according to Rashi. Why do you need an expert according to Rashi? And by a yid, you don't need an expert. So I said, because by a guy, even just discussing it, even just schmoozing, you don't trust him.
He wouldn't pick up where you're going, right?
Veloma.
And then you take away the whole
concept. Chashil Shitas Rashi. Tomorrow, I didn't say it. I had a very big yitzar to say it in the last day or two in the daf, today in the daf. We're going to have it tomorrow in the daf. Rashi holds that this din of kfeila, you need 60, even when there's no taste. You taste it, doesn't you still need 60. We've been assuming till now, not like Rashi and tomorrow's daf, that if you don't taste it, it's mut. That's what we've been assuming. It's less than 60. See, 60, you're sure, there's no taste. Rashi holds, even if you taste it, a yid, a kfeila, you still need 60. That's Rashi's sheet.
If you don't taste it.
Even if you don't taste it. So the Lomar. So this is why the Chashino Lashitas Rashi. We worry about Rashi Shita, the below Samach Lamahani Tima. See, we've been learning that you don't need 60 only if you don't have a taster. Remember the Gemara said on the top of Amid Beis, when there's no Kfeila or Mimbimino, then you need 60. Rashi holds, no.
You only bring in the Kfeila
after the 60. Rashi holds, you need 60.
You need both, even though you know this Samach.
Even after 60, then a kfeila works. That's tzvei dinim. You need bittel b'shishim. Nothing to do with taste. Rashi holds it's too. It's a tremendous chiddush. It's tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf. It's going to be in tomorrow's daf.
You always say bittel b'shishim.
Yeah. So maybe we're chayshish for Rashi sheet. So the reason we don't like kfeila because if it's no shishim, so we hold the kfeila doesn't help.
According to this, you need both.
So he says, "Dimigam tias Yisrael And when you arrive at a guy, if you're like Rashi, then even a yid would help. The mama says, we don't smoke over kochavim. If you hold that kfeila doesn't help, unless you have 60, that's why we're knowing not to rely on a kfeila, then you shouldn't rely on a yid either.
Right.
So
according to Rashi, you never have. There's no reason for a kfeila.
No, you need a kfeila. 60 is not enough. 60. You have to make sure.
So then, according to Rashi.
You have to make sure it has that taste.
According to the Ramah. He said, Misharinan, the Samach. He only said,
no, we don't hold like Rashi. We don't paskin like Rashi. We hold 60 is enough.
What is it?
No, it's going to be later. It's going to be later.
We had it
today. Today didn't talk about that.
Yeah, yes, it did.
Yeah. I thought it just said yes.
If Rebbe said that you don't trust the Epitumah, I mean.
We said, Lekka Kfeila, Beshishim, five lines from the top of Tzadi Zamid Bey.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah.com.